At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. You're likely introspective, with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. MAGA. If your moon is in MAGA, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations. The fourth lord in Punarvasu nakshatra for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in Punarvasu nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces optimism, resilience, and a focus on renewal to emotional foundations. Punarvasu, symbolized by a bow and quiver, represents the potential for new beginnings and success through persistence. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with an innate ability to bounce back from challenges, seek harmony, and foster emotional and spiritual growth. Here's an exploration of how the fourth lord's placement in Punarvasu nakshatra affects emotional foundations for Aries, Taurus, and Gemini ascendants. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in Punarvasu nakshatra, third house. Ascendant characteristics. Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are independent, courageous, and driven to achieve personal growth. Fourth lord in third house. With the moon as the fourth lord in the third house, Aries natives connect emotional security to communication, creativity, and relationships with siblings. Punarvasu nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture meaningful relationships and rebuild emotional foundations through intellectual engagement. Emotional body, moon in Punarvasu, fosters an emotionally resilient and nurturing nature. These individuals derive fulfillment from maintaining harmonious relationships and exploring new opportunities for growth through communication and creativity. Punarvasu's influence encourages adaptability and emotional renewal through self-expression and collaboration. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of curiosity, resilience, and adaptability, fostering a strong foundation for emotional and intellectual growth. The mother may instill values of communication, hope, and emotional strength, teaching the importance of finding harmony and growth through collaboration. Punarvasu's energy promotes renewal and resilience within family dynamics. Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in Punarvasu nakshatra, second house. Ascendant characteristics. Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating harmony in their environment. Fourth lord, sun in second house. With the sun as the fourth lord in the second house, Taurus natives connect emotional security to family values, material wealth, and communication. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their nurturing instincts and ability to restore balance and harmony in the family after challenges. Emotional body. Sun in Punarvasu fosters a warm and nurturing emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through maintaining strong family bonds, building material stability, and embracing new beginnings after difficulties. Punarvasu encourages resilience and renewal in their emotional responses and family dynamics. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize stability, nurturing, and adaptability, fostering a space for emotional security and growth. The mother may encourage emotional balance, resilience, and optimism, teaching the importance of nurturing family connections and maintaining harmony through challenges. Punarvasu's influence fosters renewal and emotional strength within family dynamics. Gemini Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, first house. Ascendant characteristics. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth Lord, Mercury in first house. With Mercury as the fourth lord in the first house, Gemini natives bring their emotional security and intellectual adaptability directly into their self-identity. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their nurturing instincts and ability to embrace personal growth through adaptability and resilience. Emotional body. Mercury in Punarvasu fosters an intellectually curious and emotionally resilient nature. These natives derive fulfillment from maintaining harmonious relationships, exploring creative ideas, and fostering growth through communication. Punarvasu's influence encourages emotional adaptability and renewal in their personal lives. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of intellectual curiosity, communication, and emotional warmth, fostering a dynamic foundation for personal growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, intellectual curiosity, and adaptability, teaching the importance of embracing new beginnings and harmony in challenging times. Punarvasu's energy promotes renewal and emotional clarity within family dynamics, fostering growth through adaptability and understanding. Cat Cancer Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 12th house. Ascendant characteristics. Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships. Fourth lord, Venus in 12th house. For Cancer ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the 12th house connects emotional security to solitude, spirituality, and charitable pursuits. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to find renewal and peace through introspection and creative exploration. Emotional body. Venus in Punarvasu fosters an emotionally introspective and nurturing nature. These natives derive fulfillment from spiritual practices, creative outlets, and building meaningful connections through acts of kindness. Punarvasu encourages adaptability and emotional renewal through spiritual growth and introspection. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of peace, solitude, and nurturing, fostering emotional and spiritual growth. The mother may encourage self-reflection, creativity, and compassion, teaching the importance of renewal and hope during challenging times. Punarvasu's influence promotes emotional resilience and renewal within family dynamics. Leo Ascendant, Mars is the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives seek emotional security through creativity, leadership, and meaningful relationships. Fourth lord, Mars, in 11th house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to social networks, friendships, and collective goals. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to rebuild relationships and find growth through collaboration and shared ambitions. Emotional body. Mars in Punarvasu fosters a resilient and nurturing emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in pursuing collective goals, building meaningful connections, and finding creative solutions to challenges. Punarvasu encourages emotional adaptability and renewal through relationships and social engagements. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of collaboration, creativity, and resilience, fostering a strong foundation for emotional and personal growth. The mother may encourage teamwork, hope, and emotional adaptability, teaching the importance of renewal and balance in relationships. Punarvasa's influence fosters emotional depth and renewal within family and social dynamics. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 10th house. Ascendant characteristics, Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives seek emotional security through stability, organization, and intellectual pursuits. Fourth lord, Jupiter in 10th house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 10th house connects emotional security to professional achievements, leadership roles, and public recognition. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to find renewal and growth through intellectual exploration and creating a strong public presence. Emotional body, Jupiter in Punarvasu fosters a nurturing and philosophical emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from their professional accomplishments, helping others, and embracing new opportunities for growth. Punarvasu encourages renewal and emotional resilience through leadership and intellectual pursuits. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of discipline, intellectual engagement, and resilience, fostering a nurturing space for emotional growth. The mother may encourage wisdom, adaptability, and leadership, teaching the importance of maintaining balance and hope during life's challenges. Punarvasu's influence fosters emotional renewal and clarity within family dynamics, promoting growth through adaptability and understanding. Hashtag Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 9th house. Ascendant characteristics, Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through fairness, stability, and intellectual engagement. Fourth lord, Saturn in 9th house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 9th house connects emotional security to higher learning, spiritual exploration, and philosophical growth. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to rebuild emotional foundations and find stability through intellectual and spiritual pursuits. Emotional body. Saturn in Punarvasu fosters an emotionally resilient and optimistic nature. These natives derive fulfillment from exploring philosophical truths, engaging in spiritual practices, and nurturing relationships rooted in shared wisdom. Punarvasu encourages renewal and emotional adaptability through learning and spiritual exploration. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize values of resilience, learning, and adaptability, fostering a space for intellectual and emotional growth. The mother may instill values of discipline, hope, and wisdom, teaching the importance of rebuilding and maintaining harmony during challenging times. Punarvasu's influence promotes renewal and resilience within family dynamics. Scorpio Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 8th house. Ascendant characteristics. Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through transformation, depth, and personal growth. Fourth lord, Saturn, in 8th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn, as the fourth lord in the 8th house, ties emotional security to shared resources, emotional depth, and transformation. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture relationships and rebuild emotional stability after challenges. Emotional body. Saturn in Punarvas fosters a deep and transformative emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through emotional growth, navigating life's challenges, and embracing new beginnings. Punarvasu encourages resilience and adaptability, allowing for emotional renewal and healing through transformation. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of emotional depth, resilience, and nurturing, fostering personal growth through transformation. The mother may instill values of adaptability, courage, and hope, teaching the importance of navigating emotional challenges with grace. Punarvasu's influence promotes renewal and emotional strength within family dynamics. Sagittarius Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 7th house. Ascendant characteristics, Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual exploration, meaningful relationships, and personal growth. Fourth lord, Jupiter, in 7th house, For Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the seventh house connects emotional security to partnerships, mutual growth, and intellectual engagement. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their nurturing and optimistic approach to building harmonious relationships. Emotional body. Jupiter in Punarvasu fosters an emotionally nurturing and expansive nature. These natives derive fulfillment from creating meaningful partnerships, fostering harmony, and exploring shared intellectual pursuits. Punarvasu encourages emotional renewal and adaptability through balanced and optimistic relationships. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of collaboration, wisdom, and shared values, fostering a nurturing foundation for emotional and intellectual growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, adaptability, and hope, teaching the importance of building meaningful relationships and maintaining harmony. Punarvasu's influence fosters emotional renewal and clarity within family and relational dynamics, promoting growth through shared understanding. Tash, Capricorn ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, sixth house. Ascendant characteristics. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and goal-oriented. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through structure, responsibility, and resilience in overcoming challenges. Fourth lord, Mars, in sixth house. For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the sixth house connects emotional security to service, daily routines, and conflict resolution. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to rebuild emotional strength through persistence and adaptability. Emotional body. Mars in Punarvasu fosters a dynamic and emotionally resilient nature. These natives derive fulfillment from overcoming challenges, creating stability in their routines, and fostering harmonious relationships in their environment. Punarvasu's influence encourages renewal and emotional growth through persistence and nurturing. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of resilience, discipline, and emotional adaptability, fostering growth through practical experiences. The mother may encourage courage, hope, and renewal, teaching the importance of rebuilding harmony and stability after challenges. Punarvasu's energy promotes emotional clarity and resilience within family dynamics. Aquarius ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, fifth house. Ascendant characteristics. Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, values innovation, intellectual growth, and humanitarian ideals. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional security through creativity, progressive thinking, and meaningful relationships. Fourth lord, Venus in fifth house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the fifth house ties emotional security to creativity, children, and intellectual pursuits. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their nurturing instincts and ability to rebuild emotional stability through creative expression and personal growth. Emotional body. Venus in Punarvasu fosters a nurturing and emotionally expansive nature. These natives find fulfillment in creative endeavors, meaningful relationships, and intellectual pursuits. Punarvasu encourages emotional adaptability and renewal through new opportunities and growth in personal expression. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect creativity, collaboration, and adaptability, fostering a supportive foundation for personal and emotional development. The mother may encourage emotional balance, hope, and intellectual exploration, teaching the importance of nurturing relationships and embracing renewal. Punarvasu's influence fosters clarity and growth within family dynamics. How Pisces ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Punarvasu Nakshatra, fourth house. Ascendant characteristics. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through intellectual engagement, nurturing relationships, and personal growth. Fourth lord, Mercury, in fourth house. With Mercury as the fourth lord in the fourth house, Pisces natives bring emotional security directly into their home environment and family dynamics. Punarvasu Nakshatra enhances their ability to rebuild emotional foundations and foster harmony through communication and nurturing. Emotional body. Mercury in Punarvasu fosters a curious and emotionally resilient nature. These natives derive fulfillment through meaningful communication, creating harmony in their home, and engaging intellectual exploration. Punarvasu's influence encourages adaptability and renewal, promoting growth through nurturing and intellectual clarity. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of communication, nurturing, and adaptability, fostering a space for emotional and personal growth. The mother may encourage curiosity, emotional resilience, and intellectual engagement, teaching the importance of maintaining harmony and embracing renewal. Punarvasu's energy promotes emotional depth and renewal within family dynamics, fostering personal and emotional growth.